B'tachin for Life, Shia number 355, Sunday, Parshias Behar B'chukaisai. We are analyzing a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Mem Vav, pasuk Yud Beis, which the Yerushalmi brings, that when a person says this pasuk, he will be zeicha to be protected. And the pasuk is, Hashem Tzvokais Imanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, Misgav Lanu, He is our might, He is our protection, Elokei Yaakov Sela, He is the Ribbono Shel Olam of Yaakov forever. He is forever our personal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning forever, He will demonstrate that He is protecting us. So let's analyze what this pasuk is saying. The reason why a person doesn't feel betachin is because he looks around and he sees that this person got hurt, Rachmana Litzlan, and that person got hurt, Rachmana Litzlan, and to me it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a miskav. He doesn't protect. Because if he would protect, why didn't he protect him? And why didn't he protect him? And the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu does protect. But look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, Hashem Tzvokais Imanu. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is with us. Do you feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you? Of course you know it, but do you feel that He's right here? He's in the room with you. He's in the car with you. He's at the office with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Imanu. Literally, He is right next to you, with you, feeling your pain, feeling your simcha, feeling everything you go through. Hashem is right there. So the prerequisite that the pasuk says first is to feel Hashem Tzvokais Imanu. To feel it. If you feel it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show it. And this is a very important concept that we mention many times in B'tachin in general. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds the way we respond. And if we feel in a real way Hashem Tzvokais Imanu, then we will be zeiche to misgav lanu Elokei Yaakov Sela. We will be zeiche to see in front of us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always protect us, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Yaakov. But if Hashem Tzvokais Imanu doesn't really mean anything, and we don't really feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here, we don't really feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about us. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us, but it's from behind the mechitza. It's behind a curtain. We created a separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And He's working behind the scenes, so to speak. That's why we won't see necessarily Misgav Lanu, and we won't see Elokei Yaakov Sela. We won't see the Hashgacha Pratis. Like one of our listeners pointed out, it's very difficult to feel betachin because to us it looks like the world has a natural course of events and Teva controls the world. And it's true, if you live like that, it will seem to you like that. But ultimately, it's not true. The Teva does not control the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. But you may not see it if you don't feel it. But if you work on feeling Hashem Tzvokais Imanu, if you work on feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here with me, and then you say, Misgav Lanu, the Ribbono Shel Olam is my might, the Ribbono Shel Olam is my protection, you will be zeicha to see it. You will be zeicha to see Elokei Yaakov Sela. It's not dependent on Hashem. It's dependent on you. By repeating this pasuk again and again, you will be zeicha to feel it, and thereby to see it.